Good afternoon, gentlemen. All right. Glad you guys know who I am, so it won't make it too hard. But then knowing people makes it even harder when you're here. You know, you guys are at one of the best places that you can be at on this afternoon, being a part of this huddle. One thing I've learned about being a part of huddle is accountability, and enabled for me to stand up here today under the unction of God. And it is always a privilege to be behind the sacred desk to bring forth His word. You guys hold me accountable for everything that I say, for everything that I do. And holding me accountable, guess what? I'm going to hold you accountable as well. When I see you out there in the streets, when I see you at Walmart, when I see you at Kmart, when I see you at any mart, I'm going to hold you accountable as well. And you just may see me at your church on Sunday morning sometime as well, too. Because mine don't start until 3. I just thank God for giving me this opportunity. I know that my wife could not be here on today because this is a men's Bible study. But I can guarantee you guys one thing, that she will go online and she will hear me. So, baby, as you're listening, I just want to say that I love you and I appreciate that you are everything that you are to me, because that's truly the pillar of my strength. The wind beneath my wings. I'm going to watch this time now. It's 12:15. So I got 20 minutes to do what I got to do. But it's not about me. I'm removing Zoe right now. I'm decreasing so God can increase. I'm getting out of the way so He can get in the way. I want to talk to you guys today about the discipline of devotion. Some 6 years ago, let's say 7 years ago, I was identified by a number, and that number was 962237. I was in the Department of Correction, state of Indiana, serving 30 years, had to do 15. I served 8 years, 7 months, 9 days, 9 hours, and 33 minutes, but who's counting? But I gave my life to Christ in 1996. And when I said yes to the Lord, I was over at Howard County Jail. When I asked Him to come into my life and to use me, first I asked Him to show me who He truly was. When He showed me that He was God, I said, okay, I'm done with it, let's go. And that day was the beginning of my devotion. And I don't know if we really understand what devotion is, so I want to just break down that word for you. Devotion, I got two definitions. I really like the second one, but I'm going to start with the first one. It says profound dedication. Consecration. Some may not know what consecration is, but consecration is a dedication to service and worship of a deity, one that is of a higher power. So devotion is profound dedication and consecration. The second definition I got was earnest attachment to a cause or a person. To earnestly attach yourself to a cause or a person, this is what devotion is. Now, enable for us to have true devotion, we must first be truly devoted. You with me so far? Being devoted, let's define that. It's a zealous or ardent, and I said ardent, I don't know of that word, and so I had to look that one up, and it's just simply having intense feelings for. Ardent, okay? An attachment to loyalty or affection. Now, after we're devoted, we've become devoted and we understand what being devoted is and what it's all about. Then we're able to truly devote ourselves to our cause. Now, to devote to one's cause is to give up or appreciate to or concentrate on a particular pursuit, occupation, purpose, call, and etc. Or set apart or dedicate by a solemn or formal act. So enable for us to know what the discipline of devotion is, we first need to be devoted. And enable for us to be devoted, we must be able to be devout. Scripture came to me as I began to run through this. It's over in Romans. By the way, I bought my Bible that went through all the years with me. Oftentimes I pick this Bible up and I just go in, and when I go in I know that it's pretty much on automatic pilot. It can guide me where I want to go. But I went in Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 and 2. It simply says this. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. I beseech you. I beg of you. I ask of you. To present your bodies as a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. You want to devote yourself to something? You want to devote yourself to Christ? Allow yourself to be a living sacrifice for Him. This is what devotion is about. So I begin to kind of correlate this with the plans and the lessons that I was going with. And I used, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. This is where devotion comes in. Because remember, the definition of that is an earnest attachment to a cause or a person. What better way can we devote ourselves to God than to present ourselves, go before Him as a living sacrifice? Take me as I am. Make me who you want me to be. I'm available to you. This is devoting ourselves. In the book where we were reading about devoting ourselves, those who may not have this book, I don't know if we have anymore, but this is a very good book for you to get a hold to and to just begin to read the chapters in that book, because this book is helping me. It's Disciplines of a Godly Man. Not just disciplines of a man, but disciplines of a godly man. This book is taking us in directions, man, and it is helping me. And I thank God that we are reading this book and we're studying this book. But at the beginning of the chapter, he said something that was very profound to me. And I just want to read a couple of things that he said. He says, as many personal understanding of interior life has developed, I have learned that apart from the well-known scriptural calls to pray, there are two great human reasons we ought to pray. The first reason that we ought to pray is because of what prayer does to our character. So what is character? Character is simply this. I can stand before you guys this afternoon. I have my little collar on. Haven't always worn this collar, but I have my collar on this afternoon, and you can see me this way. But let 1 o'clock come, and I go outside the YMCA doors, and you see me down the street. Am I that same person? That's what character is. Character is being able to be the same when no one else is around. Because as men of God, we understand and we know that the eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding good as well as evil. So that's the first reason that we should pray. The second reason, he said, corresponding reason, is that prayer bends our will to God's will. And he said something, and I'll put it on the note. You guys have it there. He says, if I throw out a boat hook from the boat and catch hold of the shore and pull, do I pull the shore to me, or do I pull myself to the shore? So prayer is not pulling God to my will, but aligning my will to the will of God. This is where we need to be. Anchor down. Don't try and put God in our box. But we can open up and allow God to put us where He desires for us to be. I made good of my situation where I was for almost 9 years. I had Bible studies, prayer circles, fasting circles. I walked the yards, and they knew that I was a man of God. Not one that just got jailhouse religion, and I was doing something over here, and then when I went to church on Sunday, I was another way. I was the same. Because I devoted myself to Christ. Once we have taken on that relationship with Christ, now it's time for us to build upon what we have. This is where devotion comes in. A lot of people may say that, well, devotion is waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you're reading your Bible and you do your prayer. Yeah, that's fine and that's good. And I encourage everyone to do that. But what about the minute after we read our Bible and we say our prayer? How are we then? That's where true devotion comes in. You see, true devotion is very different than what our man-made devotion is all about. We can talk about devotion all day today. Many of you will get fired up and you'll be all amped up to go home and read your Bible tonight. What about after tonight? What about tomorrow? Know what you're devoting yourself to. What I'm devoting myself to is that I'm saying yes to your will. Not my will anymore. Your will, Lord. That's why I desire to know more of you. The only way that I can be in a relationship is that I need to know what's going on. And the only way that we can communicate in that relationship is that when I speak, you're listening, and when you're speaking, I'm listening. But how many times do we go to God in prayer? We tell Him everything that we need, tell Him some things that we want, and we say, thank you, Lord, and amen, and we get up. Well, here's where devotion comes in, where we take that time. We tell Him what's on our heart. And then we say, Lord, now it's your turn. Tell me what you want me to do. And we find that quiet time, that still time. And one of the best ways that I have found out to hear the voice of God is to open His Word and just be silent with it. Our God is an awesome God. And that word is not even big enough to fit who He is. But it's the best word that some of us can find. He's an awesome God. Whatever we need from Him, He can do it. But let's ask ourselves, what does He need from me? And can I do it? Will I do it? Devoting a life to Christ is what we're talking about. There are five areas in devotion that the chapter talks about in 7. Now, I didn't put them on your notes, but I wanted to reach those areas this afternoon. And I'm watching my time. The five areas is meditation, confession, adoration, submission, and petition. Now, I want to touch on those five areas, and I'm going to be out of your way. Even if I don't want to get out of the way, they'll pull me out of the way. You guys have never saw the big hook that they have, did you? Meditation. We touched on that just a little bit. And I pray and I desire and I hope that I'm helping somebody this afternoon. I would not want to be here and put on this suit, which sometimes can be uncomfortable, and come in here and waste your time as well as mine. But I hope that when we leave out of here today, we leave out of here on fire. We leave out of here with a different mindset. We leave out of here saying, you know what, I will never look at devotion the same. Because we can get used to doing things our way. Sometimes our devotion in the morning, it's not because we really, truly want to spend time with God. Ouch. I just stepped on my own toe. But we do it because this is something that we are used to doing on a daily basis, like brushing our teeth. But are we doing it out of the sincerity of our hearts. That's where it counts. You know, I had to take accountability for myself because I realized that every day I was going into the Word and I was reading the passages and I would say my prayer, but it seemed like as soon as I got done, then I just went right back to what was bothering me before I sat down. So I had to realize that, you know what? I really need to take this time and dedicate it to the Lord. That means bring Him my problems, bring Him my situations, and rest in Him. Rest in Him. And know that He is God. He hears your prayers. He hears your cries. He hears your faiths. He knows your needs. But you have to know how to rest in His bosom. I would rather not take time out of my day and open this book than to open this book and don't get anything from it. What good is it? Just reading words? Just being able to say that I did it? Mark it off on my calendar as another day? This is done? Check? Let's get real about this thing, man. Because here's the thing. Those who you don't think are watching you, they're watching you. And the very ones who you don't think are listening to the words that is coming forth from your mouth, they're listening. His word declares that we are the light of the world. That city that sits upon a hill that cannot be hid. We need to shine, man. Not just on Wednesday afternoon, we need to shine, man. Shouldn't be that I can hug my brother when I see him at 12 o'clock, but I see him at 3 o'clock and I don't even speak to him. So where did all that devotion time go? Shouldn't be that you can see me in Kmart or in Marsh or Kroger and I'm with my family and I do everything in my power to go the other way. But on Wednesday I give you a big hug. Where's that devotion time? What are we doing? Let's get to this list, because I might step on my toe again. Meditation, listening to the word. I went over in Psalm and I just began to find some scripture to go along with those things. And you don't have them, but I'm going to give them to you as I go. Went over in Psalm 119. Found a good scripture. It's 119 and I believe it's verse 50. It says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." Listening, being able to go into his word and meditate upon it. You can take one scripture and you can allow that one scripture to speak to you for the rest of the week. Not just day, the rest of the week. You know, a lot of people, they ask, well, how did you get out so early? Because I stood on his word, man. I took him at his word. I can invite you at another time to come and check this Bible out. It's marked up. Almost every page in here, it's a mark on here. It's a date on here. I would sit down and I would meditate with him. And he would begin to speak to me and I would write that date down, what he said. Because I was meditating on his word. And that's one of the scriptures that he gave me. This is my comfort in my affliction. For thy word hath quickened me. A lot of people, they knew me. And they would say, "When you going home, Smitty?" That's what they called me in there. And I would tell them simply, "Any day." What do you mean any day? Any day. Because in the year of 2000, God confirmed in my spirit that I would not spend 15 years incarcerated. Now, I was released 2004, but in the year of 2000 is when he confirmed in my spirit that I would be released. He didn't tell me when. He didn't tell me how. He just confirmed in my spirit that he will. and I will not serve 15 years. But I began to go in his word, and I began to meditate on that thing, and I began to hear him, and I began to just open up and allow him to use me even the more where I was. You see, a lot of us, we think that we can't be used where we are. But let me tell you a secret on your jobs. It's not that you have to carry a Bible to work. Just your lifestyle, man, speaks value. Speaks value. Here I am incarcerated, working in the garment shop, and they told us that we weren't allowed to bring our Bibles to work. Incarcerated. So guess what? I didn't bring my Bible to work. But just because I was who I was and I knew who I belonged to, they would see my example that I set, and they knew it was something different about Smitty. Did I say anything? No. Unless they opened the door. Did I go in there trying to preach? No. Unless they opened the door. Did I do my job? Very well. I performed my job and got my little 56 cents for that day. But my life that I lived was an example of Jesus Christ because I chose to meditate. Not just read, but actually meditate. Take these words at heart. Take them for what they are. Confession. Oh boy. Here we go. Admission to being or doing wrong. I would dare not ask for any of you all to raise your hand, but I'm going to be big enough and bold enough to raise my own hand and say, yes, I've had to confess. And because I know that my wife will be listening to this, I'm not going to tell on myself, but I've had to confess. And guess what, guys? I've even had to confess to my wife. I've had to ask her for forgiveness. Confession is a part of how we meditate. You don't think so? I told you all you got to do is open the book. It'll talk for itself. Psalm 51 and 10. Because David was going through something right here. And at the beginning, he was just asking God to have mercy on him. He was asking him to wash him. He was telling him, against thee I have did these things. I was shaping in my iniquity. He goes on. He asks him to purge him. He told him to make joy out of him. Hide his face. And then in 10, because of all this confession that he's made to God, admitting that he was wrong and something that he had done, look at what he says. Now I ask of thee, O great Father, divine ruler, the God of all creation, that above you there is none other. I'm asking you to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Confession is good for the soul. The most dangerous individual is the one who feels that he does not need to confess. Dangerous. Never wrong. Always right. If you're never wrong and always right, then what is all the rest of us? Adoration. A reverence that must always characterize our approach to God. And I know that many of us, we say, just talk to God as if you're talking to your friend. We do recognize that. But all of us as men who have children, we know that our children just can't come and talk to us any kind of way. They still reverence us as their father. My son is not coming to me, what's up, dude? What do you mean, dude? I can appreciate what's up, Dad. But dude? And Diana, let Anthony hear this one, because he tried one time. He came at me. Hey, man. I said, ho, slow down, back up, turn around, come here. Had to put him in his place, man. I'm not your friend. I ain't your homie. I ain't one of the guys you hang out with in school. I'm your daddy. Don't you ever forget that. So when we go to God, we need to reverence him as God. Reverence him as God. You can call him daddy. You can call him father. You can say most high. However you want to put it. But don't say dude. Don't even say man. Because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit as well as in truth. So how we reverence him is how we get his attention. You ever notice when your children really want something, how they can come to you and they can really pour it on? Alana, my 5-year-old, man, she get me every time. And Zoe, she's 2, and she's learning from Alana. So they know exactly how to do it. And I think they both talk to my oldest daughter, Jetney. She's 23. But my girls got me. My boys, I just smack them around. But my girls, they got me. I am wrapped. I'm wrapped. And Alana will come and she'll say something like, Daddy, you're the best daddy in the world. And I already know something's after that. Y'all laughing, but most of the time it's only a hug or a kiss. She really don't be wanting nothing. But she really means it from her heart. But try that with God. Daddy, you're the best. Not because I want anything. Because you own everything anyway, and I'm your child, so everything you own is mine anyhow. So I don't need to ask you for anything because you know what I need. But just telling you the best. Reverencing him. That's adoration. Submission. Whoa. Woo. I'm going to tell y'all. These here, these guns, that macho, we ain't trying to submit to nothing. Because here it is, most of us, when we were younger, we would wrestle. Did we not wrestle? We wrestled with our brothers, our cousins, friends, and everything. We always wrestling. We played King of the Mountain. You know, I'm the king. So as males, we're not even made up to submit to nothing. Submit? What? Huh? Are you kidding me? Submit? So that's why our devotion is so off track, because we're not used to or accustomed to submitting. But when we are able to know that it is he that has made us and not we ourselves, and I got to humble myself to you because you are the one that's giving me the breath to breathe. I don't even think about it. I don't say I want to breathe. No, it just happens because he loves me that much. So the one that gives life and also has the power to take life is the one that we really need to submit to. You know, I had to submit to some people in uniforms, man. When they say, you got 5 minutes in that shower, Smith. It wasn't 5 minutes and 1 second, 5 minutes and 1 minute. They came and got me in 5 minutes. And guess what? Whether it was soap in my hair or not, I had to come on out of there. Yes, sir. But yet and still, the God who has blessed us, blessed our families, have us where we are today. We're sitting in this room. We seem like we lose that, submitting to him. We lose it. I'm out of y'all way because now I'm getting ready to get in trouble. That big hook is coming around the corner. But you can go to Psalm 25, 1 and 2 for that. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. My soul. Petition. What do we need from God? I just told you earlier, the material things, they're taken care of, man. If we go to Matthew 6 and 33 and we get that scripture and meditate it and put it in our heart, we got it. That's the key right there. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, And all these things shall be added unto you. Everything that you need, it's already there. Seek after him. That'll be given to you. Ask me how I know. Because I've been out almost 6 years, going on 7 this year. Ask me how I know. When everybody said that you ain't making it out. And then next breath day, it's like he talked his way out. When you going home, Smitty? Any day now. When you going home? Any day now. Came out December the 14th, 2004. On December the 10th, somebody had the nerve to try and ask me, when you going out? In 2 days. What? Oh, you didn't get that message, man? I'm out of here. How you pull that off? I didn't pull it off. He pulled it off. I told you that I'm connected to the best, man. You better get where you need to be. And I can say that to all of you guys that may not have relationship with God. You are missing out on the best days of your life. You talking about a life-changing experience, man? Connect with the man. The man. The men of men. I ain't calling man because I just told y'all I don't call him man, but I'm talking to y'all. Connect with the man, which is God. Father, I thank you for the word in which you have imparted in me to be able to impart into my brothers. I do ask right now in the name of Jesus that as we leave this place, but not your presence, as they go forth in their table talk with the time that they do have, since I've wasted so much of it, that you would just bless, oh God, and that you would just allow your word to be enriched in their lives, that they may go out of here being godly men, different men, with a changed mind and a changed attitude. And we ask this all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Thank God. And every heart says, amen. God bless you, my brothers.